CityTalk 105.9 official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. Rob McLaughlin on CityTalk 105.9.
The unmistakable sound of Girls Aloud. No, I'm sorry, it's the others. It's the Sugar Babes, of course. In fact, Girls Aloud are probably the only all-female rivals who've survived alongside the Sugar Babes since they were first formed back in 1998. Number one singles, of course, have followed, six albums, five of them in the top 10. The rest, the Spice Girls, the Atomic Kittens, All Saints, well, of course, they've all fallen by the wayside. Now Get Sexy is a chart success, and the new album, Sweet Seven, is of course out in November. How are they still together? How long will it last? What's going to happen next? Well, with the answers, joining me on the line, I would like to say, from the band is Sugar Babe Heidi. Good morning, Heidi.
Hello.
Now listen, Heidi, you're going to have to help our listeners here, because I hate to say this to you, but I have loads of problems with them. They really love Barry Manilow. Now,
right.
they will know the Sugar Babes, but you're going to have to explain which one are you, because there have been so many Sugar Babes.
I'm the blonde Scouse girl.
Is that the only adjectives you'd use?
No.
You wouldn't use sexy, vivacious?
Oh.
You would use those, presumably.
I wouldn't describe myself as that, no.
Now, listen, apparently you were almost an Atomic Kitten. Is that correct?
I was. I was. I recorded the first album with the girls when I was 15. And then I left when I was 16, and then joined Sugar Babes when I was 18.
Do you regard that as a lucky escape, looking back?
It wasn't the right thing for me, and that's why I decided to leave, and I think I made the right decision. I'm enjoying what I've done with Sugar Babes.
Why were Atomic Kitten, which of course was Andy McCluskey's great hopes of Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark, of course, what was wrong with them from your perspective?
Nothing was wrong with them. It just wasn't what I really wanted to do, that route that I wanted to go down. And I was still at school at the time, and I was focusing on my GCSEs. But I'm pleased with the decision I made.
Now, you were talking about school. Let me get this right. You were at Holy Rosary in the Old Roan.
Yes.
And would you believe this, Heidi? Peter, who works on this programme, his mother was Pauline Johnson, who used to teach you.
Oh, right.
Do you remember Mrs. Johnson?
Yes, do.
What did she teach you?
I can't remember which subject it was, but I remember it being really lovely. She was a really friendly teacher.
Do you mean you weren't paying attention?
No.
Well, she describes you apparently as a model pupil.
Oh, that's nice.
And then, of course, you went to my school. You're a pop star from McGill, because you went to Maricourt.
Yes.
Now, I have to say, when I saw your latest video for Get Sexy, I got my crucifix out, Heidi, and I thought, goodness gracious, what would the nuns at Maricourt make of that video? What reaction do you think they would have?
I don't know. Hopefully they'd be proud that I've gone on to do something that I've always wanted to do.
But if anybody hasn't seen the video, you're in a cage wearing very few clothes. Do you think Sister Mary Magdalene would approve of that?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask her.
What do you remember of your school days? Were they happy days?
Yeah, I mean, I loved being a Holy Rosary. And then by the time I went to Maricourt, I wasn't really in school. I just wanted to sing. I just wanted, every night I was at dance school, and I just wanted school to go really quickly so I could go to dancing and singing.
And were you one of those girls in Maricourt? Were you one of those who performed all the time? Did you perform in the school for your friends and for the teachers?
Yeah, I sang. I used to sing at the school masses and things like that. But I just, when I was in the seniors, I just knew what I wanted to do, and that's all I wanted to do.
And well, obviously, it's developed into what has been an amazing career for you. Tell me about the new single, because it has got a bit of a sample of Right Said Fred on it, hasn't it?
Yes. We were in LA recording the album, and the producers had originally written a completely different chorus, which we recorded, and then they were joking around in the studio, like saying I'm too sexy for this studio and all silly things like that. And we thought it sounded quite good, so we decided to change the chorus and put that in.
And that's really probably given it quite a lot of attention at the moment, hasn't it?
Yeah, we were quite shocked because we didn't think it was such a big thing, because we've used samples before and a lot of people do, but I think it was probably a sample that people would never have expected us to use, I suppose.
Some people have said, some of your critics have said, it's too commercial. I've heard you being rather short with a response to that.
Yeah, I think I don't understand when people say something's too commercial. You know, you write songs and you want it to be commercial, you want as many people to hear it as possible, you know. And if people don't like it, that's fine. But I don't see what being too commercial, what's wrong with that.
I suppose some people are saying that it hasn't got the edge of some of your other stuff. Is that really what they're trying to get at?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I think the song is edgy. It's a completely different sound to what we've done before. And there's loads of different sounds on the album.
I mentioned earlier that you've been around as a band now for a heck of a long time, really, and the other bands that I mentioned in the introduction, they have all disappeared. Why do you think Sugar Babes have had that longevity?
Hopefully because we do good music and people like our music, and also because our fans have been so loyal. The Sugar Babes have been going for 10 years now, which is something that we're proud of, and I think, obviously, we wouldn't be here if our fans weren't still supporting us.
Is it also because you're a bit like Doctor Who in the sense that you've morphed, you change the lineup every now and again?
Well, I think, you know, there's only been two people who've left, and I think with any job, in 10 years for two people to have left, I don't think that that's a massive thing.
But it presumably has also helped the band keep its freshness in a funny sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Going back to your school days, Heidi, who were your influences then? Because I mentioned some of those bands who were around as you were growing up. Were the girl bands an influence on you, or who was an influence?
I just used to look up to like a lot of female singers, and it's the same with the girls in the band. We all grew up listening to Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and Annie Lennox, and just looking at amazing female vocalists. That's who I admired when I was younger.
And would you like that yourself eventually? Would you like a solo career? Is that one of your ambitions?
I think we'd all like to do solo stuff after Sugar Babes, but because this is our priority and it's going so well, we don't feel the need to end the band prematurely. If we're enjoying it and people are enjoying what we're doing, we wouldn't feel that we had to cut and to do things on our own.
But you could do solo projects and keep the band together, which, of course, some bands have done in the past.
Yeah, I mean, we're open to each other doing things anyway. Amel had a number one with Tinchy Stride at a collaboration she'd done a few weeks ago, and he's just done a collaboration with James Morrison in the past. So we're all open to each other trying different things.
And the interesting thing about you, Heidi, is that you don't read a lot of stories about you that you read about other pop stars, or indeed, I might say, a certain other member of your band. You're not in the clubs all the time. You don't seem to be in that circle of drink or drugs, etc. Is that correct? And if so, why?
I think, you know, a lot of people court the press and enjoy that attention. And obviously the press is important. It you do need publicity for people to see that you're about and things like that. But, you know, as far as me and the girls are concerned, we love our job and we do that. And then we do our own thing when we're not working. You know, we don't get a lot of time off. So when we do, we like to spend it with our families and enjoying our homes as well, because we're not there that often.
Is that also something about your background, growing up in Liverpool with a Catholic background? Has that stopped you in some ways from doing certain things?
I think obviously the way you've been brought up, you know, forms how you are as a person, and, you know, we've all been brought up to be nice girls.
Like Maricourt girls.
Maybe.
And the Catholic side of it, is that an influence on your life now?
It is, yeah. I mean, I'm a Catholic and I've got a strong faith. And I think it's important for anyone to have a faith. You know, we're from a mixed faith band and we're all got different religions and we all respect each other's, you know, religions and races and everything else.
And would that stop you doing certain things, Heidi, that other pop stars do? I mean, the video is very sexy, the band is very sexy, but do you draw a line because of your religious belief?
I don't think it's because, you know, completely because of my religion. It's just the way I am as a person, the things that I would do and the things that I wouldn't do.
And go on, what wouldn't you do?
I don't know. I suppose if I'm put in a situation and I'm asked to do something, I will if I feel comfortable, and I won't if I don't feel comfortable.
But we're not going to see any centre spreads of you.
No.
No. All right, well, there we are, Sister Mary Magdalene. We're very, very pleased to hear about that. Very quickly, turning to the album, which is coming out, of course, in November, is this very different? Because, I mean, I did read one interview where Keisha, I think, was saying that actually, more recently, she felt that you perhaps had taken your eyes off the ball a little bit, and that this album...
I think that was misquote of what she said. What she was trying to say was that... In the past, we always just focused on the vocals. Obviously, we liked to dress up on stage and do a bit of dancing, but our main priority was just the vocals. Whereas with this album, our vocals and, you know, the live side of it is the most important thing. But we've paid more attention to, you know, doing a bit more dancing, paid more attention to the styling and things like that.
We're talking to Heidi Range. It's Sunday morning on City Talk, Rob McLaughlin Live. And Heidi, in terms of the album, this time around, you, the girls, you've not written any of the songs on this album, have you?
No, we've always written all of our records. And with this album, we got the biggest break of our careers. With this album, we were signed by Jay-Z's record label.
Who I better explain for all my Manilow supporting listeners, is married to Beyonce and the hip-hop star of America and has got his own label.
Yes. So we signed to his label and they have a team of producers who work alongside them, who write all of Beyonce's music and Rihanna and Lady Gaga. And we went over and they'd written songs that they had in mind for us. So it was a completely different process, but it was nice. We got to hear all these amazing songs as soon as we walked into the studio and pick which ones we wanted to try out.
And do you think
then got to pick the final tracks for the album.
And do you think you've got a number of hits from the album on the CD that's coming out?
Yeah, we do. We're really proud of it, and just costs everyone to hear what we've done.
And America, you've signed up with Jay-Z's label in America. Is America an ambition for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so many territories that we'd love to break, like Japan. We haven't really toured Japan. And we just started breaking France, which is a huge market. And obviously, you know, America. So we'd love the opportunity to go over there.
And you said recently, Heidi, that you still have to prove to certain people that you're not miming on stage.
Well, there was one occasion we'd done a gig last year, and it was for competition winners to come and see the show. And there was a lady who was, she started like shouting at our tour manager saying, "I didn't bring my daughters all this way to hear people mine." So we had to take her to the sound desk and put the, you know, the headphones on and fade the music out so she could hear that we weren't actually doing it live. So I suppose it's a compliment in a way.
But you do a cappella in all your shows as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do acoustic numbers in the shows as well, which we love doing.
And in terms of the future, Heidi, I mean, we've seen a lot of people, Cheryl Cole, move out and do other things, Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham. What is your ambition? You're only, what, 26 now, but what's your ambition for the next few years?
Just to keep, you know, the most important thing is to enjoy what you're doing, and we're enjoying it. If we can keep having the success that we are at the moment, still be enjoying it, I'll be happy.
So you don't want to spread out and go into acting or anything like that?
Yeah, I'd love to try lots of things. I think, you know, just when opportunities come your way, you should cross that bridge when it happens and see if it's something you fancy doing.
Because I've heard
at the moment, our main focus is the band.
I've heard you've even been a radio presenter of late.
No, my boyfriend does that.
I heard you did a drive time show. Is that not true?
He does a drive time show.
Right. And talking about the boyfriend, Dave Berry, is there going to be any wedding bells?
I'm not sure. That's the last game.
Oh, well, put him on the line and I'll ask him then. And in terms of Liverpool, do you come up very often?
I do. I get home quite a bit. I was last home for the bank holiday.
Right.
Which was nice.
Well, next time you're up in the city, come in onto the programme and we'll talk about Holy Rosary and Maricourt in more details.
Yes.
But I'm sure Mr. Greco, the former headmaster, is very proud.
Oh.
I'm not sure about Sister Mary Michael, but, you know, Mr. Greco, he'll be fine. And by the way, Heidi, you had swine flu. Is this true?
Yes, I did a few months back.
And how are you now?
I'm fine, thanks.
And what was it like? Because we're all dreading it, if it happens.
Just ill, like normal flu, you know, just ill, but I'm much better now, thanks.
Well, listen, good luck with the album. Good luck with the single. You don't need good luck with the single. It's already a huge success. Hopefully, it'll be a success in other countries as well. We're going to play out on the new single. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before we play it out?
Yes, this is our new single, Get Sexy. We recorded it in LA, and I hope you enjoy.
Heidi Range, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Waking you up on Sunday, Rob McLaughlin, City Talk 105.9. Listen and log on to great music and great conversation on City Talk 105.9.